I've heard any other expression like for squatting, like hunker down. Does that mean anything to you?
I've heard of hunker down, but I always think of hunker down as being sitting at the table and really eating a lot of food.
Oh, okay. Getting down.
Ain't really
it,
hunkered huh? down, huh?
Okay. Have you ever heard that part of the body that you call the thighs called the hunkers or the haunches?
Heard them called haunches, but I always thought of it as being a corresponding part on animals rather than people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this expression, if somebody's been sick for a while, you might say about him, well, so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little...
pale or peaked.
Okay. What about a man who can lift very heavy weights? You say he's mighty...
strong.
All right. And somebody who always has a smile on his face and never gets angry, you say he's mighty...
cheerful.
Okay.
Happy.
Good-natured, do that?
Good-natured, yeah. That's real common.
Okay. And a boy who's reached a certain age where he always runs into things and trips and falls over his own feet.
Just clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
nut, I guess.
Okay. What about the word fool? Would that do there?
It would do, but I don't think it's that common.
Mm-hmm. Don't hear people say it that
not much. I always think of that as sort of being more derogatory than crazy, and mm-hmm. folks just don't mm-hmm. use it that much, I don't think. It's not unheard of, of course.
Would it not be used because it's a very strong thing to say?
I don't think it's any stronger than crazy, but I think it's just more derogatory.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say that there's something in the Bible against using that word?
Yeah, I have.
A person who has a lot of money, but he doesn't like to spend it, you'd say he's a...
he's just tight, mm-hmm. or a tight one.
Yeah, okay, fine.
But tight, I think, is more, uh-huh. you know...
so-and-so's pretty tight.
Yeah, more okay. prevalent around here.
Say, if I said this about a girl, she's just as common as she could be, what would that mean to you, use of that word common?
Crude and ill-mannered.
Okay, so it's definitely not a complimentary thing to say about
no.
somebody.
Can I get another cup of coffee
sure.
right quick?
Okay. What about an older person, maybe in his 90s, who can still, you know, take care of himself pretty well? Get around all right?
Gets around good.
You'd say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
mighty spry.
Mm-hmm. And this situation, talking about a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say he's...
scared of the dark, or okay. afraid of the dark.
Do you have any names, or have you heard any names to describe a child who frightens easily?
Scared cat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this phrase, the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Okay. How would you use the negative of that phrase, used to be? Like in this situation, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, talking about a fellow who leaves a lot of money lying around in plain sight and leaves his doors unlocked, you'd say he sure is mighty...
mighty trusting, I guess.
Okay, or he's not very... he's not careful, he's...
careless.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say, if I'm talking about a relative of mine, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt So-and-so. It's just every now and then she acts kind of
funny.
Yeah. Now, what about the word queer there? Would that do in that context?
No,
she acts kind of queer?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
You hear that sometimes among old folks, or from old folks, but that'd be the only time.
Mm-hmm.
I think otherwise, you know, it's gotten to where it refers to being homosexual, and, you mm-hmm. know, folks just wouldn't use it much.
Yeah, and the word is?
Queer.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty, talking about a person who makes up his mind about something,